If you're going to study marketing at Illinois State, you'd better look good, or at least presentable. The university's marketing department is implementing a new mandatory dress code. It requires business casual attire in most classes. Willis Kern of member station WGLT in Normal, Illinois, reports.
For most marketing students at Illinois State University, dress slacks or skirts are in, cargo pants and jeans are out. Loafers and clogs pass the test. Athletic shoes and flip-flops flunk out. In fact, any student who violates the dress code is subject to being dismissed from class. Department Chair Tim Longfellow says it's all part of an effort to make ISU students stand out.
It was something that we felt strongly about. We felt like this was something to give our students an edge. And so we decided we would be out in front of this and kind of set the standard.
While some students complain about cost, Longfellow says he's heard very little opposition to the policy from his students. Sarah Molitor is embracing the new rules. In her tidy off-campus apartment room, she opens the closet door to display the business casual wear hanging prominently on the rack.
Well, you've got the shoes, and up here I've got, I bought some business suits, button-down shirts, sweaters, some belts. The clothes that I see some of the students wearing cost more in some ways than a professional wardrobe. It's just a matter of choosing to be professional.
As students head in and out of ISU's College of Business building today, a few sporting khaki pants or high heels set themselves off as likely marketing majors.
The client choice summary justification is due on Wednesday.
This marketing communications class has about 15 students, each plugged into computer workstations, each dressed in business casual. Senior Andrea Pascal is concerned that she may not be able to wear her hair in the mohawk style that she says defines her personality, and fears that her grade might be affected by her appearance.
I know that a lot of professors do grade subjectively, and that being an added criteria under there should be taken into consideration as these guidelines are being written.
Marketing department administrators say they're sensitive to students' concerns about subjectivity and cost, and they plan to consider student input as they refine the dress policy to include an appeals process. Student body president Dave Horstein says something with such far-reaching effects should first have the student's stamp of approval.
It would have been something that we would just debate in one of our association meetings. We would have had to say, does this seem like it's a plausible cause, basically, to be amending our own constitution and compromising one of the rights of the student body here.
Horstein says the marketing department's dress code could be viewed as a necessary part of academics, similar to requiring nursing and biology students to wear scrubs and other appropriate dress to work in a lab setting. But the concept of mandating dress at a public university is setting off some alarms. Nadine Strawson, president of the American Civil Liberties Union, is concerned that the change raises First Amendment questions. But Strawson, who teaches law in New York City, says there are practical reasons against a dress code.
You are trying to inculcate habits of thought and analysis and capabilities of leadership and initiative that are not promoted by making people wear uniforms, in effect.
Illinois State University Professor Tim Longfellow says the university's legal counsel and student affairs office signed off on the dress code. Meanwhile, a campus-wide dialogue apparently lies ahead as students weigh the intentions of marketing professors against their rights of free expression. For NPR News, I'm Willis Kern in Normal, Illinois.